Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
How bad are your neighbours? Do you have terrible neighbours? Malcolm's with us. We'll talk about neighbours this morning. Malcolm, good morning.
Hey, morning. What's up?
Nicker, you good? Listen, let's talk about neighbours. Talk about your neighbours. You had bad neighbours. What happened?
Oh, yeah, I had bad neighbours. So my bad neighbour actually stole my girlfriend.
No.
What? Oh, hold on a second. Oh. Hold on. Let's unpack this for a second here. How, yeah. What, where, how, did, what happened? How did it go down?
There's a lot to unpack, man.
Yeah.
So I went away for work for a little while. Yeah. And, like, so it's in a pretty small complex. And, like, you know, we run into each other and, you know, even socialize a little bit. And, like, you know, there were a few times where I was like, okay, that's a little close for comfort. You guys can stop laughing so hard at each other's jokes. He's not that funny.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
It's not that funny.
I love okay. that. When your partner laughs at somebody else's random jokes and you're like, I'm funnier than him.
Yeah. And then one weekend, I came back from this work trip on Sunday evening. And, like, she wasn't there. Like, she didn't have that much stuff in the apartment. And then I like, walked up, knocked to ask my neighbor, had he seen her? And she was there.
Pot plants and everything.
And then, so Malcolm, what, I mean, were you like, you're away, she moved in.
To be honest, my first instinct when she had moved that side was, did she take the PlayStation with her? And the good news is she didn't.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you stay there were you there? Did you stay in the place for much longer afterwards?
Yeah, I was still there for quite long. I wasn't that long into the lease. So it was pretty awkward.
Folks, I mean, I'm just trying to think about that. Like, in my mind, I'm going through, how do you just move on? Was it easy for you to move on? Did you find it? I mean, obviously it's difficult. They're right next door. You can probably hear things through the wall.
Oh, not quite, fortunately.
Fortunately.
Yeah. Except laughter, which hurt almost as much.
Imagine the laughter. She's laughing at those stupid jokes again.
Yeah. It did make me wait, like, much longer to take my trash out.
Malcolm, you've lived through that. A big nightmare, I think, for a lot of people to have. And I can't even believe that you're able to even share it with us, because it's a big thing to happen. And I'm glad that you were mature about it and able to look back now and go, well, geez, this is the worst neighbor ever. How do you deal with the guy himself, though? Did you have confrontation with a guy? Was it physical, or did you just like, oh, what guy, whatever?
It didn't get physical. I mean, there was another obviously hurtful part. He was much bigger than me. I think it was like a nightclub bouncer or something. I'm not sure. So we never got physical. Luckily for me. It was pretty awkward.
I'll tell you, Malcolm, you were the bigger person, though.
Yeah, there we go.
You were the bigger person, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will be telling myself that henceforth.
Yes. No, you will be. I mean, you are. And we thank you for sharing the story with us. That's not an easy thing to have to go through for any partner to come home and have their partner moved out and living with a neighbor next door and then have to still live there and deal with that and go through that. And it's very big of you to share that with us. Malcolm, to think of you, Than, all the best. And have you moved or have you got another girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And you got the
PlayStation. Yes, sir. Thanks, Malcolm. Have a liquor day. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks.
Cheers. Ciao. Bye. Bye. There's messages that people that know of Malcolm and what he's been through. They actually know the girlfriend. There's someone's just messaged now. And
worst neighbor
ever. No, they want to say stay anonymous, but they know Malcolm and his girlfriend, and they know the girlfriend now as well. And they were like, yeah, but he's no oil. Anyway, I'm not going to get into this. This is politics here. Fool, you see the politics here on the WhatsApp line.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile. On Smile 90.4 FM.